Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, joining us right after this.
P&K Equipment's got some great deals on the best equipment around. How great? Green tag great. Right now, get a powerful 5D or 5E series utility tractor and save $1,500 when you buy two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. And we've got dozens to choose from for loading, tilling, digging, and more. That's just how we run here at P&K. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find your nearest location. Offer ends 5/31/13. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Colin Woodall is the lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. And Woodall tells us that regarding country of origin labeling, the recently proposed rule by USDA that went through a public comment period, the public comment period closing just a couple of weeks ago now, that particular rule is basically under a lot of pressure. USDA trying to get a rule out in place for the WTO to examine between now and the latter part of the month of May.
We do know that they're looking at the comments, and they should by law. Whether or not they make any changes, we think that that's probably very unlikely. It took them a long time to get to this point, and even though we're not happy with this proposed rule, I believe that USDA feels that this is the only option that they have. And right now, they're really kind of under the gun because they have to get something finalized and submitted to the WTO by May the 23rd. So we're looking just a little over 2 weeks from now. That's a pretty tall order for USDA to make that deadline. So I think that we will see the rule as it was published back in March become final. And at that point in time, it'll be up to the WTO to determine whether or not it meets the criteria of fixing country of origin labeling. In the conversations that we've had with our trading partners in Canada and Mexico, we do not believe that's going to be the case. So unfortunately, I think we're setting ourselves up to face retaliation from two of our biggest markets for the export of U.S. beef.
Now, as far as the implementation of that rule as they wanted to change it, a lot of folks within the industry were saying that was going to be very onerous on our producers as well as our entire pipeline. What's going to happen regarding that?
Now, we also feel that implementation immediately would just have a tremendous burden on our industry, because when you look at the economic analysis that USDA did on this proposed rule, basically all they looked at was the cost of new labels. They didn't take into account that it may require new labeling machines, different sorting practices in the packing plant. So they really didn't take into case all of the impacts here. So if we implement this rule, then you're going to have a situation where all segments of the beef chain will have to make changes, will have to make investments on something that very well may be ruled down or stricken down by the WTO in 6 months to a year's time. So all of that implementation cost would have been for naught. So in our comments, I know the comments a lot of the other groups put in place, and also a letter that we sent to USDA just last week, we have asked that they go ahead and finalize the rule to meet the WTO deadline, but they give us at least a one-year implementation period so we can see how the WTO process plays out.
Colin Woodall, talking cool. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.